Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Anointed Pandemic Babies. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here tonight. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. You have a purpose and you have a plan for these babies. Hallelujah. For these anointed pandemic babies who have made it through. They've made it through the pandemic. They made it through abortion first. They made it through the pandemic. And now you are pouring out your spirit upon them. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we, as you just revealing things to us moment by moment, we thank you for revealing your glory in the midst of these children and their parents. Thank you for revealing, hallelujah, that the parents and the children know, recognize, and realize the greatness that you're doing in their lives for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we have said before, with this anointed pandemic baby broadcast, is that these babies were born during the pandemic, and they are different. They are from newborns to four, and I want to say from newborn to five now. Hallelujah. And people are saying, these babies have been here before. But what God is saying, according to Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. That's Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. So God knew these babies even before they were born. And we know that by his spirit, they will change the world. Hallelujah. Before we introduce our guest for the evening, I want to open the line for our co-host, Pastor Catherine Coleman. Hello. And for those who don't know Pastor Catherine, she is our resident expert on pandemic babies. She has one that's a grandchild who just celebrated her fifth birthday. And then she has four that are great-grandchildren who are pandemic babies. And she teaches the anointed pandemic babies at her church. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good evening to everyone. It's so good to be here. And I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And it's so good to be back once again to talk about the pandemic babies. I just can't wait. My prayer is that God will let my eyes be open when to be able to see some of the things that God has even shown you and also shown me in the midst of these children. And what I really want to say tonight, I know our guest is coming on, but I want us to always remember that it's going to take a community.
Yes.
To pray for these children and to also to love on them and ask God to give us discernment for these children whenever we see these children, because they are very special. But I just want to, say thank you to the special guest tonight. May God bless you, and I know that you're going to give us some great things that we can see what God is doing in you and for our pandemic baby. So God bless you.
Amen. Well, we will introduce them in just a moment, but I want to take out a moment. Did you want to share anything that you've seen lately with the Anointed Pandemic Baby? I know your granddaughter just turned 5. Was there anything that stood out at her birthday party or anything that she said?
Well, I guess the only thing that I can remember, she knows exactly what she wants to do when she wants to do it. And I think
okay.
most children are kind of like that. But anyway, she's so appreciative for the things that you even tell her, you know, when you tell her happy birthday. And she knows exactly what she wants. Now, when she got ready to open her presents this time, she began to tell her parents that I want that one right there. She was choosing the different gifts that she wants. And she would just say it really out loud. Oh, thank you, whoever gave her the gift. Oh, thank you, Granny. Thank you so much, Granny. Thank you. She's not shy at all. And I noticed that in a lot of these pandemic babies, they are not shy at all. Not at all. So
okay.
I haven't worked with those. They put me with their older children the last couple of weeks, but I will be back with them on this week, and I will have more to share on next week.
Okay, next month.
Oh, next month. Yeah, yeah. Not next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next month, and I do want to say too is that we really need to watch our children, because my great grandchildren, I did see something also in them, and I think I mentioned this once before, the one of the great grandbabies, I believe that she's going to be a model, because I mean she's been doing this ever since she was about 2. She's 4 now, but when she takes pictures, she doesn't just take a picture. She poses like she's a model. And I think there are some things that God is showing us that's in them that we are to be mindful of, and the things that God has placed on, the God and the purpose and the plan God has placed on them. I don't know where the model can take them, but, you know, God is nothing impossible for God. He can bring the light to anything. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And so that's the twin. That's Journey. That's doing the modeling.
Yeah, that's Journey.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. And after we hear from our guest today, if you want to share anything, if you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, or like I said, if you just want to share, be prepared to do that, and you know, begin pressing your number 1 key. And when they are finished giving this awesome testimony, this awesome story, or it's a testimony, then we'll be opening up the line. So prepare yourself for that. So without any further ado, I want to introduce our speakers for the evening. They are parents to an anointed pandemic baby. Now, I have to let you know that I met the husband. His name is Earl, and his wife is, you know I'm going to mess this up, but you help me when you get on, Antiqua. And so I met him. He was our driver, and he took me, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, to a pastor's appreciation luncheon. And he began to talk about his son, and we almost didn't make it to the luncheon talking about the goodness of God. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Earl and his wonderful wife, Antiqua, and please correct my pronunciation. Welcome.
How you doing tonight?
Hello.
It's Matiqua.
Matiqua?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
And thank you.
Matiqua, nice meeting you for the first time.
Nice meeting you, too.
So,
where do we start?
Let's start with the baby. And this anointed pandemic baby, his name is Jesus. So, Matiqua?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a senior, so you know, help me. Okay. You talk to us about him when you were pregnant, because I just know something happened when you were pregnant.
Well, there was a lot going on when I was pregnant, but I already knew that God was going to take care of my baby. My baby was going to be okay. It was a few things that the doctors didn't really want to tell me, I guess, because my blood pressure was high at the time.
Okay.
And come to find out, when he came out, his heart was, let's say, transposition of the great arteries. He was having trouble breathing. And so when he came out, they put him in the incubator and everything, and he had to get shipped off to Cardinal Glennon, which was the first time that ever happened to me with any of my children. So that was a lot to take in. At that time, I knew that Earl wanted to name the baby Jesus, which I knew we needed him through and through, because we were going through a lot at the time. So I accepted that, which I already accepted Jesus anyway, but the fact that he wanted to call the baby Jesus, it took me back for a minute. I didn't know what to say. I was like, I don't know, babe. He said, no, we need him. We need him. I said, okay, we're gonna work this out. We're going to deal with what it's going to be and let it roll through that. But the first 2 weeks of life, they said that he needed to grow some more before they have his surgery. So I say God took my baby's heart apart and put it back together and
ooh,
made him anew.
Ooh, that's a word. Ooh.
So,
that's a word right there. That's what he specializes in doing that.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
So I took that in the midst of everything else and just kept holding on, even though I was pacing in the hospital back and forth because I couldn't be with my baby because my blood pressure was high. And my baby was all alone, even though he had helping hands around him. And then my oldest son, he constantly went to go see his little brother. My oldest son made sure he watched over his little brother in the process.
Wow.
And my mother and my girls, they were kind of stuck at home. They really couldn't get anywhere. And my husband was in between work and trying to go see the baby and everything else. So it was a lot going on. But my baby came home before Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Maybe a week and a half later, my son was home. I got to see him. I got to hold him. I got to kiss him. I got to do everything I wanted to do for him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So my whole family was complete.
Hallelujah.
Me was complete. God know that I didn't want to bring no more babies into the world because I didn't think I could handle any more. But he made my family complete. We're here. He said,
"Amen."
Last.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we made it through, and my son's running around and he's playing.
How old is Jesus now?
He's 3. He'll be turning 4 in December.
Okay.
Yep. So he's running around being a 3-year-old and then saying what he wants to say when he's ready to say it. He's very different from all my kids. But I know he knows what I'm saying to him because he just gives me the look, even though he can't put the words in all the way. But every now and then, he'll say complete sentences to me. Like when he was like 2, we were sitting outside, and I was telling him since he started walking around and stuff, he was still kind of little compared to him now. I was like, "Son, you're not a little baby no more. You're a big boy." He comes from, "Oh, mommy," like, "I know that." You can't tell me that. I already know, lady. But, yeah. So we just enjoyed every minute of it. And just watching him interact with his older siblings. Mm-hmm. I'm just really taking in and really enjoying that part.
Oh, beautiful.
That's
beautiful. It's good. Okay, Earl, let's hear from you.
I mean,
you were saying that he's a fighter.
Jesus' name is Jesus Marcellus. You know, Jesus is peace for himself. He walked into a town, surrounded him and his disciples, and they walked out champion. So he's been a fighter. You know, God fights for us all every day. So his middle name is Marcellus, which is Latin for little warrior. So it's something different, something new at the same time. So I guess the old meets the new, and that's how the circle of life evolves.
Wow.
I mean, Jesus is strong. He's our little boy. He runs around all day. He's not tall. He's not too short, but I mean, he's perfect. Like I can't describe him. He's a healthy kid. Like he's not fat, but he's all muscle. So most kids his size and weight, when you pick them up, it's like they're kind of dense compared to when you pick him up. But I mean, he's geared in every way. Like chicken nuggets. You get him chicken nuggets from McDonald's, he'll eat all the bread and leave the chicken laying there. And he'll eat the fries sometimes. it's just all on what he wants to do. He talks some, sometimes he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He yelled out daddy the other day when I was on the phone with my wife while I was on my break at work. He said, "Daddy," I guess because she told him he couldn't have his way about something. So then that's like the first time he's ever yelled, "Daddy." You know what I mean? I come home from work. I speak to him, and he'll go in my bag and see what kind of snacks I got. And that's, I guess, how he said
that. You know, Dad got the snacks. He got the good snacks. His mom's going to make sure it's too sugary. Keep him from bouncing off the walls, but they natural. He's natural with it, so it wouldn't even matter if he had candy or not. He's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, he's nonstop. From the moment he wake up to the time you lay him down for a nap, he has to be tuckered out or he ain't taking no nap. I mean, you really got to work with him. I mean, he'll sit outside with a bucket and pick up sticks on the way to walking his sister to school in the morning with my wife, and he'll pick up sticks, and then he'll count them to 11. Sometimes he'll even go up to 20. But if you sit down and tell him to count, he won't. Or sometimes he'll grab your fingers and count to 3 or 4, and then he'll say, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's just, it's an honor to sit and watch God's creation as they grow and develop. We have three other children, and all of them are different. Like, they have different attitudes and talk. I mean, it's a combination of me and her, like, through and through, from the oldest to the youngest. Like, you can see it. Most people say that the boys tend to look more like me. I don't really see it, but everybody else does. I mean, to me, they all have their own individual characteristics, so.
Amen. Now, what are the ages of your children?
21, 18, 9, finna be 10, and 3, finna be 4.
What a range.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Now, was Jesus planned, or was Jesus surprise?
Jesus was surprise. At the time, we were both. I was a store manager at Wingstop, and she was my assistant manager. We've already been married for 10 years at the time, or better. And we constantly every day working side by side to build. Well, I mean, they told us to run it like it was our store. So to us, it was like building an empire from the ground up. And we were very successful at what we did. I mean, we took that store with her being pregnant and me running around like crazy. We took that store from doing $18,000 a week to doing $36,000 a week. I mean, we really put forth the effort that needed to be put forth. And you know, without her, I wouldn't have been as good as I was, and hopefully she feels the same way.
Yes, I do.
I mean, we worked together like God saw fit, and I mean, I already knew from the time that I met her when I was younger that God made her for me, and without her, I wouldn't know how to be complete again.
All right, now.
So, you know, he wasn't playing, but, you know, God don't ever make a mistake, so.
Amen. Amen. Hey, when he pick them, he picks the right one.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, wow. Thank you for sharing. I don't know. I just thought about with Jesus, how's his eating? Well, you say he looks for the goodies in the bag and everything, but he feeds himself well?
For the most part, yes, ma'am. I mean, if it's something that he wants to eat, he'll sit and eat it. If it's something that he tries to eat or you trying to make him eat it, he'll sit there and he'll play with it. And he'll eat some of it while you watch him, but most of it, he's just going to play with it, throw it around.
Because mainly he likes fruit. He's not really a big vegetable eater or a big meat eater. He likes fruit.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost a vegetarian because all he wants is fruit, for real. And I try to make sure I have as much different kind of fruit that I can have for him. And every now and then he'll nibble on a piece of meat or maybe a string bean or two, maybe a potato, or maybe a french fry. But when it comes to that fruit, he'll sit down and eat the fruit.
And sometimes, like, I'll get some gizzards from Lee's, and I'll bring them home with me. And he'll see them, and I'll warm them up, and he'll sit down, and he'll eat some of the gizzards, but he mainly just be eating the crust.
Right.
Bread and fruit.
It's like, you know, we see him eating and we see him growing every day because we buy the clothes. But, I mean, when you just sit there and the doctor waves, he'd be like, man, it's all he eats is fruit, yogurt, and applesauce, and milk and cereal. Like,
yeah.
Every now and then he'll eat some, like, you know, he'll eat some meat or something. If I'm eating it and he think it look good, he'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, he'll take my food sometimes. Like, if it's good, he'll take it.
Well, you know, it makes me think about my daughter. When she was about, I want to say 9 or 10 years old, and I used to take her to Burger King almost every day. We had to make a contract to only go to Burger King so often. But when she was about 9 or 10, it was like, she's like, "Mom, I don't really like meat. Do I really have to eat it?" And, I mean, she's been a vegetarian for like 30-some years.
Wow.
And that was from when she was a child. And she, you know, this kind of really made up her mind. She really did not like meat at all. So that's very interesting. Amen. So what's his favorite fruit that he likes? And then we'll go on.
He loves grapes.
It don't matter what. It could be regular cut green grapes, red grapes, seeded grapes, seedless grapes, cotton candy grapes. As long as it's a grape, he eats it.
And
he's
counting them.
Count them
as it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then after he eats those, he'll grab some more with both hands. 3, 4, 5, 6. Grapes. Love grapes. Love him some grapes. He loves melons and cantaloupes and watermelons. I need to venture off into some other different kind of fruit, like mangoes and, you know, anything that has seeds. Now, he likes apples, too. He sure does. He'll tear some apples up. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how you buy the apple and caramel. He don't do the apple and caramel. He just do the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'll do the caramel by himself, but he ain't going to mix the two.
Love peaches, too. Peaches, pears. Yes.
Okay.
Any fruit cocktail, any kind of fruit.
Okay.
We recently bought a juicer, so now he'll see us playing, we see us making juice with the fruit, and he'll sit there and have his little cup right there like, "I want some."
Yep. So that nurse making on the table something. Yeah. Juice.
Wow.
That's what I mean. Like he'll say certain things, but then other things like it's like. He's babbling, and then he's like, "What'd you say?" And then, like, he loves Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Or cookies, period. It don't, as long as he'll say cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he know where you put the cookies at. Like, I just put them in the top of the closet in the room. I'll be outside in the kitchen. He'll come grab my fingers, my two fingers, pull me all the way in the room, and point up to the closet where the cookies is.
Wow.
I said, "You ain't getting no cookies for dinner."
Absolutely not.
And then he'll get mad at me. I know he's mad at me because he'll push the door open or he'll hit the wall on his way out. I said, "Oh, he's upset."
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now,
okay, now how's his potty training? He's trained pretty good?
No.
We're almost there.
We're working on it.
He's almost there. He finally came to me and like, "Oh, Mom, poo-poo." I said, "What? Okay, come on." It's an adventure.
Okay.
It is. But he's getting there. He's almost there.
Or some days he'll be sitting there on the toilet and it's like a SpongeBob cartoon. It's just 3 hours later and he still ain't did nothing.
Right. It's a process, but I think he's he's finally realizing what's going on and what's happening and what he needs to do. So he's getting much better than what it was because it was a messy adventure. But he's getting much better.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad. Oh. No more diapers. No more diapers.
Hallelujah. So now in terms of the operation, the open heart surgery he had and everything, so his breathing is okay. His heart is okay now.
Yes, ma'am. They said, he took medicine for his heart for over a year, and the doctor said we're gonna start weaning him off of it. And this was when he was, like, right before he turned one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they said his heart's strong enough that if he wanted to play any sport when he grew up, he could play any sport he wanted to. He could run and play just like any other kid could. And then after that, right before he turned one, he started having seizures. Like, the first time he had it, it was like we were waking up in the morning, and he's like, he was already laying in the bed with his eyes open. And then I said something to him. Usually, you know, he's a little baby. He usually wakes up happy, smiling. But his face didn't change. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, wife was, he was getting up to get the other kids ready for something or getting ready for work. And I said, baby, come here. And like, to me, it was like he wasn't, like, breathing right, you know. And, you know, because my wife, she's a CNA, and she's dealt with a lot of different things in her field, you know what I mean? So right then she said, we need to go to the hospital now. And jumped in the vehicle that we had at the time, and I police drove to the hospital.
Okay.
Yep. So at that particular time, we were driving to the hospital, and seemed like he stopped breathing. So I started doing CPR on him to bring him back. And when I did that, he came back, and he just was just still not, he was breathing, but it seemed like he was still, in a way, still having his seizures at the time. But I knew that he was breathing. That's all at that time. That's all that mattered to me, as long as he kept breathing.
Go ahead.
No, I was wondering. I've seen two different kinds of seizures. I've seen seizures where people will just stare in the air, and that was a seizure. I've seen seizures all around, bite their tongue and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, at first, it was the first one that you described. The second time it started off, that was the first time. Then the second time it started the same way, but it ended up with him shaking real bad. And my wife thought ahead enough to videotape it as it was happening. So when she called the ambulance to the hospital, she showed the doctors at that time the seizure that he was having through her video that she recorded. And that helped him, I guess, to diagnose him with, because, you know, some people can have a seizure one time in their life and they never have them again. And we found that out also.
So that's why we had to wait till it happened again.
Right. And then, so after that, they gave him some seizure medication for a little over a year. We gave it to him, about a year and a half.
Yep.
And then they said, well, he hasn't had one in all this time. Let's start weaning him off of that. And, I mean, through that whole process of medication, the seizure medication, it's like it was kind of stagnating his learning. He wasn't learning as fast.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get him off his medication, which was right around the time he turned three. It's like you see the full frontal come of his brain working to catch up to where he was when he started having the seizures.
And when he was little, when he was a baby baby, when he was a baby baby, he was saying words. Like, literally, he's in the crib, and he's, like, calling his brothers and sisters' names in the crib. And he was an infant, saying words.
Well, it's like that kind of set him, when he started having the seizures, it kind of set him back. But at the same time, you know, with God's grace, like, he can pull through anything. And, you know, he's stronger than most, you know. And I guess being named Jesus makes him extra stronger than even that, you know.
Amen. So he hasn't had any seizures for a while.
No,
it's
ma'am.
Been over a year.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes,
amen. Thank you all. Wow, for sharing. And as you said to me when you drove us, you said he is a fighter. Amen. And we can see that he fought through, through the surgery, fought through the seizures, and here he is. Hallelujah! About to turn 4. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So let's see if, first of all, I want to ask our co-host, Pastor Catherine, if she wants to say anything. And then anyone else, we will go ahead and press your number 1 key, and we'll open up the lines for you. Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Yes. I just want to say thank you all so much for coming on tonight. But what I wanted to ask you all, because I didn't quite hear what you all were saying about his heart. Now, did he have a heart transplant?
No, ma'am. He has what they call transposition of the great arteries, and he had to have open heart surgery when he was 10 days old.
Okay.
To transplant his heart.
Okay, that's why your wife said that he had a. God did his heart all over again. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. And I see that God had. Now what type of work do you do? I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I didn't forget it, but I don't want to. Sequel. Now what kind of work do you do?
I'm a CNA. I've been a CNA for years since 2004.
Oh, okay. So God put you in that place for such a time. Praise God. You knew how to give CPR. God is awesome. He put you in. He had a plan and a purpose for that baby, for you to notice that. And you said the baby, you all said the baby was a fighter. You all are fighters too. I mean, you were strong enough to even just take a video, to stop and take a video. I would have been so hysterical. I probably would have never thought about taking a video, but that is awesome. That's awesome. So, all right then. I think that's all about I want to say, Apostle. Now, thank God. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Amen. And we're going to open the line now for Pastor Price out of Memphis. Amen. And anyone else, press your number 1 key. If you have any comments, any questions, you want to encourage the man and woman of God, press your number 1 key. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Catherine, and all of the precious saints in their respective places, and to your special guest tonight. What a great blessing it is and was to hear you all's testimony about your little one tonight. And that is such a great, great blessing. God will always, he said in Revelation 12 and verse 11, he says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I thank God for you all tonight because I truly believe that your testimony will be such a great blessing to so many people about what God has done in your son's life and the things that led up to the even having the baby and once he was born into this world. And you have to do like the old folks. I'm in my 70s and I think about when I was younger and the old folks said, I'm gonna run on and see what the end gonna be. And I just thank God for you all running on to see what is God gonna do in that baby's life. What did he what is the purpose? What is the plan? What is the very destiny that God has for you and your child's life and your children's lives, for your lives as well as for your sons and your baby's lives. And it kind of stood out to me when you were talking about how he's not fat, he's not little, he's a good size. But when you pick him up, you saw that there was a girth to him, that he had some kind of like a weight to him. And I believe that that's a spiritual word right there, that there's going to be a weight
even how he's selective about what he eats and what he doesn't eat and what he puts in him, he kind of reminds me a little bit of a John the Baptist, how John the Baptist was here and put here for a purpose, a plan, and a destiny. I'm going to give you all a scripture that I know you probably know well, to the husband and to the wife, Ephesians 2:10. I wish I had known this when I was younger, this particular scripture. It says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. One translation says we're his masterpiece, his work of art. And I believe that in your lives, not only with your son, but with you all are God's masterpieces, his work of art, created for good works. And I pray that God will continue to open the eyes and flood each one of your eyes with understanding about the tremendous purpose and plan that God has for each of your lives. I want to say this. I thought about, and I have 8 children, but when I had my son, they had told me I could not have any more children. And my son now is 54 years old. And so my husband and I were married for several years, and then I ended up after having, I had 6 children to go to be with the Lord, and I was about to give up. I just wanted to give up. But God said, will you try one more time? And God blessed me to have a daughter named Joy. And one of the things afterwards, Joy said, well, Mom, I don't want to be the last child. Now, I said I have 8 children because my husband had 5 when I married him. I had the 1. And then we had Joy together. And then Joy prayed and asked God to give her a baby sister that looked just like her, and God did it. And he did that. So I just want to thank God. And then I watched how he would have me to train them by his spirit and how to lead and be able to be a guide in their lives. But he was doing it through me. So I pray that God would lead and guide both of you all in very key strategic ways to train him up. One last thing with this. I remember there's a man named Miles Monroe who's gone on to be with the Lord. He said, why does God give us children? And I thought about it. I said, oh, well, to hug him and kiss him and love on him. And God, he said that in Malachi, he said that he would have godly seed that would be raised up. See, the world is doing their thing and building up children that will get up and curse you out and say all kind of things and live any kind of way. They get what the word Pokemon means, pocket demon. They'll fight for the right to have their pocket demon and don't know that that's what that word Pokemon means, pocket demon. And they'll make sure that they get ingrained in Harry Potter and other things, you know, that are not. But then God's got people, I believe, that are going to be like you, that are going to train him up in all your children in the way that they should go. And he's raising up godly seed in the midst of all this, as they say, perverse generation. So I thank God for you all. I'm going to, you know, cut it off. But I just wanted to thank God. May you all have a happy Thanksgiving. I thank God again for the wonderful, awesome testimony that you all have shared tonight. And I'll keep you all in my prayers and wish you all remember me and yours. So God bless you all. God bless you. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm going back on mute, Apostle.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Catherine said in the beginning, that you need like a group to stand with you and to pray with you for your children. Amen. And we are your group. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We are your group. Before we met you, we were praying for you. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? If the Lord is burning something in your heart, this is a good time. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Price already started praying for you all. I want to give Pastor Catherine an opportunity to pray. She's a prayer warrior as well. By the way, Pastor Price is my sister, and Pastor Catherine is my sister. My mom and dad have 7 children, and out of the 7,
six of us are licensed and ordained ministers. So talking about training up a child, and my mom's a pastor. So amen. So we are surrounded, and it's a good thing. But anyone else? Okay. So Pastor Catherine, I want to give you an opportunity to pray for our guest speakers tonight. And then I want to pray for them as we get ready to go tonight.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should remember your last name from the bus ride. But what is your last name?
Our last name is H. It's spelled A-I-T-C-H.
A-I-D-E-H.
A-I-T, as in Tom, C
as
in Pat.
A-I-T-E-H.
C-H, as in C as in cat.
Okay. And you pronounce, and you say H?
H, like the letter H. That's how you pronounce.
Okay.
That's how you pronounce
yes,
H? Oh, okay then. All right. Well, Father, we just come in Jesus' name. We thank you for the H family, Lord God, tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things that they've shared with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even as people listen to this, even in the future, as they come back and listen to the recording, that they can see, Lord God, how you have blessed them from the testimony they gave. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that they will be encouraged, Lord God, and know that, Lord God, that you're the same God that did it for them, that you will do it for them also. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you once again that, Lord God, the things that you have even, Lord, have shown them already. We thank you, Lord God, that there are going to be so many things, Lord God, that you're going to give them, Lord God, for their son, Lord God, Jesus, that there are going to be some things that they're going to have to, Lord God, just ponder in their heart, Lord God. Some things they're going to have to ponder in their heart. Some things they're going to have to testify about. But some things they're going to have to ponder in their hearts, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you got a great and awesome plan for this child in the name of Jesus. And not only for this child, but all of the children in their family in the name of Jesus. But we just especially just praying for our little Jesus, Lord God, tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, right now. For the plan that you have for him, that good thing that you started in him, it shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon try to form against his health. We pray, Lord God, a hedge of protection over him right now in the name of Jesus. All of his heart, all of his organs going to work the way it's supposed to work in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. Even, Lord God, his growth, Lord, process will just begin to supersede, Lord, all the things, all the times that he might have missed. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that there's going to be a time that is going to just speed that, supernaturally speed up in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise, Father, for the wonderful things that you're going to do for this child. And then cover him, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. Cover him right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know whether he goes to a daycare or whatever, but whoever keeps that child, Lord God, we pray your anointing upon them. We pray that their hands, every time they touch him, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, it will be a prayer that's being prayed over him in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, right now that everyone, Lord God, everyone that has a hand in his growth, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you will just continue, Lord God, to give them your wisdom, continue to give them your guidance and your direction for Jesus in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praises. Now, Lord, we just ask you to continue to give these parents, Lord God, give them, Lord God, a way, Lord God, that they can train, show them your way, Lord. Show them your way, the way they need to train up this child and the way that he should go. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. If they train him up the way he should go, Lord God, he will not depart from it. So that we thank you, Father, for that purpose and that plan that you have for him. It shall be prevailed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. You covered a lot. The Lord had you cover a lot. Amen. Pastor Price, was there anything else that the Lord had given you to say?
Just stand with the family, the H family, Lord God, and with your children, Father God. And I decree and declare the word, Isaiah 54 and verse 13 over them, that I thank you, Lord God, that their children are being taught of you, Lord God, and great is their peace and undisturbed composure. I laugh because my daughter's now the ones that Joy, that I believe God for, is in her 30s, and my second child that the Lord gave me is in her 20s, we were on our way on a trip, you know, for Thanksgiving, and they were kind of bickering with one another, and I still decreed and declared over them, you are taught of the Lord. That's what Isaiah 54:13 is. When you're taught of the Lord, and great is your peace and undisturbed composure. And Joy said, Mama, you've done that with me all my life. And she would put her hands over her ears because she didn't want to hear it at first. But I went on anyway and said it. So I just pray Isaiah 54 verse 13 and Isaiah 54 verse 17 over you and over your children in the name of Jesus. And I just pray that God would continue to by his precious Holy Spirit to download both of you again. That's the prayer, that God would continue to lead and guide you. Just like this was very strategic, that you would be in that to transport our mom and to transport my sisters into this particular meeting for that strategically to take place. I pray that God will continue to give you strategic meetings for what he's called you all to do. And I give glory and praise and honor for you both. Bless you. May God bless you both, keep you, make his face to shine upon you, and continue to give you an abundance of his peace, love, and joy. I thank God for the prayers by Pastor Catherine. I say ditto, ditto, ditto. And God bless you and send much love to you both and to you all in Jesus' name. Apostle, one more thing. I wanted to tell you, on YouTube, to the H family, I have a testimony about my two daughters. They're on the picture with me. I'm going to, I don't know how I can send it to you. I've had to put it kind of on private now, you know, on my page, but I don't know how I'd be able to send it to get it to you. If Apostle will let me get your number, I'll send it to you and text you the Facebook, not the Facebook, the YouTube video of my children. You know, of the testimony I have with my children and on my YouTube page. So if God has it and give permission, I'll send it to you if the Lord says the same. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you both. All right, then. God bless you. And I'll turn it back over to you, Apostle. Thank you for letting me pray with you. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to pray with you all and then, or for you all, or we're with you. And then we're going to say a few things, give you guys a moment to rest for a moment. And then I want you to be prepared to come back to give any kind of closing remarks and closing prayer. So you guys decide between you, or if you both want to close in prayer, that's okay too. All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful time tonight with them, Lord God, with the H family. Lord God, we see right now that you're doing an Ephesians 3:20 in their lives. It's exceeding abundantly above all they could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. And I just hear the Lord say, for you all, for your family, you're walking into a new time of the supernatural. This is going to be, this year coming up, is going to be a time where you're going to see God move supernaturally in Jesus and in both of you. So keep your eyes open, keep your heart open to God, because what you're going to see and what you're going to experience is going to be so fantastic, so good, so awesome, that it's like you're going to blink your eye and shake your head and wonder if you're really seeing what you're seeing. Hallelujah. Because God is going to show you all some awesome things, even through your son, Jesus, and even through both of you as well, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we thank you for giving them the strength, giving them the boldness to do all that you give them to do. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can shut, shutting doors that no man can open, and that they are smack dab in the middle of your good and perfect will, your paths of righteousness for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus, that none of them will veer to the right or to the left, but be right in the midst of where you will have them to be, because you are in the midst of them. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say again, you two were handpicked for this. You were handpicked for it. Hallelujah. So everything that is necessary, everything that is needed, everything that God wants to have accomplished is already on the inside of you. And as doors open for both of you, by my Spirit, saith the Lord, please know, even now, know and realize that you are thoroughly ready for all of the awesome things that are about to take place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Also know that this broadcast is recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. This may be something you're going to need to listen to in the future. Hallelujah. And that the link that I sent to you, Earl, after the announcement, that link will be a recording of this, or the podcast of this broadcast, when we finish it today. Amen.
Yes,
so that's how you can get to it quickly. Okay, so we're going to let you guys hold just for a moment. We want to say a few things here, a little bit here. Actually, we want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then we're going to say what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And we'll be back to you, too, for closing remarks and closing prayer. I'm going to put you on. I'm going to close your line for a moment. Amen. If you're listening to this broadcast tonight and you don't know for sure if you are saved, if you're born again, you know, you may know some that are saved. Maybe your mom saved, your dad saved, grandpa, grandma, but you don't know exactly that you are saved. This is your moment. This is your time to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. He wants you to have a personal relationship with him because he takes this person. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And what that means is that God loves you so much. He knows every little thing about you, and he still loves you, and he wants you to live with him forever. He doesn't want you to perish in hell. He wants you to live with him forever because he loves you. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9 lets us know exactly how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. Out loud, saying a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. None of us was here over 2,000 years ago. We didn't see everything that Jesus did, but we choose by faith to believe what the Bible says. And when we do that, glory to God, and we say it out of our mouth, boom, we are saved. Hallelujah. It seems so simple, such a little thing to do, but it's eternal. It has eternal implications. Hallelujah. And once you pray this prayer by faith with all your heart, you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight, we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you as a child of God. We want to welcome you as the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you on this night in the name of Jesus. And we'll pray over you. Father, right now, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that they are indeed born again, saved, redeemed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now we ask you to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to read the word of God and to understand it because you're right there with them. And even power to pray in their prayer language. Thank you, Lord God. Release their prayer language even now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it right now, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. What God has done is he has designed this family of broadcasts to help us to learn and grow wherever we are. We have people who are from California, from Memphis, from New Jersey. Hallelujah. We have people who even listen to our archives in Japan, in Brazil. Hallelujah. North Korea. Glory to God. And so there are people all over the world who learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. And the way you can connect with us is via telephone. Our number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And these are our broadcasts that you can meet us on these live broadcasts. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday. So you can call in and meet with us in your pajamas, and nobody will know. Hallelujah. So every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. This Sunday, we'll be in the book of Job. We're doing a series on the book of Job, and this is the time where God is speaking. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear what the Lord is saying on this Sunday. Amen. In the book of Job. So join us. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays, that is our Bible teaching time. We have a Bible teacher. Her name is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So on your lunch time, on a Monday, you can call in, call that number, 516-418-5699, and hear Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Hallelujah. Same phone number, 516-418-5699. Then on Tuesday, we have, that is our prayer time, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Let me tell you, God is so awesome. When we pray in tongues, we have four volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Let me tell you, God is meeting us in the Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. We knew God told us what was going to happen on January the 6th before that chaos broke loose in the Capitol. He also told us about the attack on Israel days before it happened. And just recently, on this past Tuesday, he was talking to us, was it this Tuesday or Tuesday before last, he was talking to us about how the hostages were going to be freed. And we didn't know anything in the natural about it. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. So he's revealing secrets. He's telling us things. And also he is praying, people are being prayed for, being healed, set free, and delivered. Glory to God. So join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Now, on Wednesdays, we have two different broadcasts on Wednesday. Get Wednesday of the month, so you might want to mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of every month, we have what we call prophetic healing. The next one will be, and this will be the last one for the year, will be Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, we pray for people to be healed. What God does is he reveals different ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. There were 8 healings on our last broadcast. So God usually ends the year with a big bang. So join us. Tell your friends. Tell your family about it. Let them call in. Get healed. Glory to God. On Wednesday, December 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, when we have our anointed pandemic babies, that's what we're doing tonight. We've had such a wonderful time with our guests, the H family. It has been just awesome. What a testimony about little Jesus. Hallelujah. And so the next time we'll meet will be Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday in December. Wednesday, December the 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen. And then on Thursday, hallelujah, we have to play our shofar.
Hallelujah. I love that shofar. So what that stands for is that we are celebrating the goodness of God. Every Thursday this month, we're celebrating the Get 'Em Radio Family of Broadcasts 11th anniversary. We have been here 11 years by the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we will be here tomorrow night. Have a good meal and come and get a good word. Our speaker tomorrow night will be Dr. Elder Robin Porter from New Jersey. Hallelujah. Amen. She has a PhD in theology, and or I believe it's more like Christian education, and she was just ordained as an elder. Hallelujah. And she is a woman of the word. Glory to God. So join us tomorrow night after you had your good meal. Come and get a good word. Glory to God. And then on the last Thursday of the month, we're going to have Minister Kiva Otunuya, and she is out of Nashville, Tennessee. So she's going to be with us the 30th of November. And then guess what? We're going back into boot camp season. Hallelujah. So in December, every Thursday in December, we're going to have Prophecy Boot Camp. Hallelujah. With the Osbournes. If you recall the Osbournes, this is going to be awesome. So the Osbournes are going to be with us every Thursday in the month of December for Prophecy Boot Camp. Amen. So plan on sticking and staying with us and joining us every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. H family, we're back to you for our closing remarks, closing prayer. Thank you all again so much.
It's not a problem. Thank you all for having us. We really appreciate it, being able to come on here and tell from our side of how Jesus is and how God has helped us in our lives. And he guides us and orders our steps in his word every day.
Wow, that's good. It's so good to hear from a young person as well. Amen. We're so blessed by that. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
No, thank you also for allowing us to come on here and tell our testimony. I was a little reluctant to do it because we've been through so much, and I just didn't know what to expect. But I thank you for allowing me to what we went through, and to know that God has the glory in this, because through the storm, he was my light, and he's going to continue to be my light for my whole family.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Now, who's going to pray?
I guess I'm going to pray. Lord, first of all, I just want to thank you for these people that we get a chance to connect with, which are your people, which we need more of in our life. But you always seem to bring them close to us to sit down and talk to us and keep us going. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for my family. I want to say thank you for these people that we're on a podcast with. And I'm just grateful, Lord. I'm just grateful, Lord, that you see us. And I know you see us because you let us know that you see us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I just ask you to continue to guide all of us in all things, because we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. And you said as long as we keep our eyes on you, Lord, then everything is going to be okay.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord. Cover us, keep us covered in your precious blood. And even the people that we just don't too much get along with, Lord, watch over them also, because they need you too. And we ask us to continue to heal us in all things and to show us how to be better in you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I felt your heart through the whole prayer. God bless you. Amen. And I pray that we will stay connected. Hallelujah. Yes. And I would love to meet Jesus one day.
Okay.
Amen. All right. God bless you all. Have a blessed night, everyone, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Love you all. God bless.